Melanie, thank you. I'm sorry to keep you on hold, put you on hold, but I just wanted to get clarification. I got it. Okay, so I'm under the just to confirm, your doctor can provide medical records to the firm to confirm your diagnosis. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. All right, now the law firm does request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This is a precaution that helps prevent disruptions in your case. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
With my brother, Christopher Smith.
Christopher Smith, okay. Is that spelled Christopher?
Yeah.
Okay, same last name, brother. And he lives with you?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. And then what is his phone number?
616-250-9861.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. 616-250-9861.
Yep, correct.
Okay, and again, he lives with you at 4024 Kalamazoo Avenue Southeast, Grand Rapids or Kentwood, Michigan, 49508.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. And would you happen to know his email address by any chance?
CJ 2013 12@gmail.com.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I got it right. That's C as in Christopher, J as in John, 2013 12@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right. The good thing, thank you for being so patient through these questions. You do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. And so for you and I, the last thing you and I are going to be doing is signing the legal agreement that allows the law firm to represent you and file a claim and negotiate compensation for damages. Okay. And then you'll be signing the authorization to release medical records. I'll be sending you a text message to your phone. That'll have the link to the forms. Have you ever done DocuSign using your smartphone or on a computer before?
Yeah, I've done that before.
Okay, good. So you're familiar with the process. Before I send you the forms to sign, I want to make sure I've got this information correct, okay? So first off, I'm going to confirm it's Melanie I. Smith. We already confirmed the spelling of your first and your last name and your social. You're filing a claim for yourself because you were injured. You had the depot injection for at least a year and four injections during that time frame, and you were later diagnosed with a meningioma. Our approximate date of diagnosis, we use June 18th, 2021, and you were 45 years of age at the time. You were born January 17th, 1976. And then we've confirmed your email address, your phone number, your address, and we've gathered the information. Dr. Mohammed Putsizadeh, MD. you know what I mean? He diagnosed you. And then Dr. Derek Bergsma, he treated you. And then we know that you got the depot injections from Trinity Health Medical Group, the Wege Center, W-E-G-E Center in Lafayette. And everything looks good. So I'll be sending you that text message in just a few seconds. You're going to be getting it, okay?
All right.
Bear with me here. Sorry for the silence. I'm just double checking my work. Oh, I missed a very important question. That's what it was. Have you had a prior diagnosis, a prior cancer diagnosis before your diagnosis of meningioma?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That was the important question that I missed. So everything looks good. In a few seconds, you're going to be getting a text message with a link to those forms to sign, okay? And then since you've already signed before or you're familiar with the process, you'll click on that link. You'll have to agree to SMS messages, and then you'll have to put a check mark next to agreeing to electronic records and signatures. And then you can follow the yellow navigation buttons, beginning with start and then continue. And then when you hit the yellow finish button, let me know, okay?
All right.
Did you get the text?
I did.
Okay, great. I'm so sorry to hear about these unfortunate circumstances, the fact that you unknowingly developed a meningioma from being exposed to the depo injections. I thank you for letting me help you, but I'm really pleased you're about to get legal service from a very reputable and experienced law firm. How are you doing on signing?
I am getting there.
Okay. I know. It takes time. You think you're done? It'll tell you, it'll give you a confirmation saying you're finished.
All parties have completed. Okay. So, yeah, I'm done.
Yes. And let's see here. Yes, I do. All right. Now, obviously, I mentioned to you that it may seem like we're done, but there's the final step, which is the case verification call between you and the law firm. That should occur in the next 24 to 48 hours. So be on the lookout for that call. And I'd like to do this. I'm going to be sending you now a text message from my direct phone number, okay? So as you know by now, my name is John Maurer. I'm the case intake specialist that conducted the interview to see if you meet the criteria. You do meet the criteria. We had you sign the authorization for legal representation. And by the way, if the firm's successful in getting you compensation for damages, you will get 60% of that amount, and the firm keeps 40%, which is standard for a personal injury lawsuit across the country. And then if they're not successful, you wouldn't owe them a penny, okay? So there's no risk to you for participating in this lawsuit. Again, I thank you for letting me help you, but I'm going to send you a text message now, Melanie, so that it's going to come from my direct phone number, so you always have record of who is the guy that helped me get signed up for the Depo Provera lawsuit. You always have this information. And also will serve as a reminder to be on the lookout for the law firm Pulaski Kirker or their managing agency, which is called A4D. As I mentioned to you, they should be reaching out to you in the next 24 to 48 hours. But I'm going to be providing you, in this text message from me, I'll provide you their phone number, okay?
Okay.
Is there any other questions I can answer for you?
No.
Well, you've been wonderful to work with. I'm so sorry about the unfortunate circumstances about your diagnosis, as I mentioned to you. If you have no other questions, Melanie, I want to say thank you for letting me help you, and I'd like to wish you a good rest of the day, okay?
Okay. Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. The text was sent. You should be receiving in another minute or two if you haven't received it already.
Okay. No, I have not. Not yet.
It should come. I sent it to 803, your cell phone number, 803-974-9797.
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
I haven't gotten
it. Maybe there's a delay. When you get it, could you just kindly confirm, send me a text to confirm you received it?
Oh, yeah. I just got it.
You got it? Oh, perfect, Melanie. Well, you have a great rest of the day, okay?
Okay, you too. Okay.
Thank you, Melanie. Thanks. You take care, okay? Bye.
Bye.